From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama on Thursday surprised Vice President Joe Biden with the highest distinction a president can bestow on a civilian, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction to my brother, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr.
In a White House ceremony that was said to just be a goodbye ceremony, Obama announced the award to the visibly surprised vice president.
I don't deserve this, but I know it came from the president's heart.
Biden was tearful in his returned praise for the president. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday he'll continue to profit from his global business empire after he enters the White House this month, a precedent-breaking decision that the director of the Office of Government Ethics swiftly condemned as unpatriotic. At a news conference announcing a much-anticipated plan for dealing with his sprawling company, Trump and his attorney said the Trump Organization would be run by the president-elect's adult sons and a longtime company executive, although the president-elect will retain an ownership stake in a trust that holds his business assets. Americans with no more than a high school diploma have fallen so far behind college graduates in their economic lives. The earnings gap between college grads and everyone else has reached its widest point on record. The growing disparity has become a source of frustration for millions of Americans worried that they and their children are losing economic ground. You're listening to VOA News. President-elect Trump's choices to lead the Department of Defense and the Central Intelligence Agency distanced themselves from the incoming president by advocating a tough approach toward Russia. Thursday, during testimony at a congressional hearing, Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia.
I would consider the principal threats to start with Russia, and it would certainly include any nations that are looking to intimidate nations around their periphery, regional nations nearby them.
Neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified before the Senate Banking Committee concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Syria on Friday accused Israel of firing rockets that hit near a major military airport west of Damascus, triggering a fire, and warned Tel Aviv of repercussions without specifying whether it would retaliate for the attack, the third such incident recently, according to the Syrian government. In a statement carried out by the official news agency Sana, the military said several missiles were launched just after midnight, but it didn't say whether there were any casualties. Residents of Damascus reported hearing several explosions. The U.S. government accused Fiat Chrysler on Thursday of failing to disclose software in some of its pickups and SUVs with diesel engines that allows them to emit more pollution than allowed under the Clean Air Act. The Environmental Protection Agency's notice of violation to the company covers about 104,000 vehicles, including the 2014 through 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee and Ram pickups, all with 3-liter diesel engines. The California Air Resources Board took similar action. Fiat Chrysler denied any wrongdoing. As many traditional brick-and-mortar retailers are cutting jobs and closing stores, Amazon plans to hire 100,000 full-time workers over the next 18 months. The new hires will largely support new Amazon fulfillment centers in states such as Texas and California, expanded delivery capabilities, and its Amazon Web Services cloud commuting business. The Paris prosecutor's office said Thursday that French authorities have filed the first charges against three suspects in the armed jewelry heist of Kim Kardashian West, with more charges expected to follow. Robbers are believed to have forced their way into the private apartment where Kardashian West was staying during Paris Fashion Week in October, tied the reality TV star up, and stole more than $10 million worth of jewelry. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.